This is an IELTS Energy podcast episode 379. Hit a 7 in 60 days, a personal plan. You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we give one student advice on what exactly to do in 2 months to achieve his target IELTS scores and move on in life.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
We're doing a new activity, which is awesome. And I don't know if you've ever done this before. Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh my gosh. I've heard about it and I may have played it like once or twice as a kid, yeah. But I know it's, what's the point of the game? What's it all about?
Oh my God. It's fascinating. It's so cool. Like it's an entire universe. I don't know how I have not explored this kingdom of geekdom before.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
So up my alley. It's just like you just talk through it and like you each have a character with strengths and weaknesses and you have a character sheet with like all these numbers on it telling you like how agile you are and smart you are and strong you are, stuff like that.
Oh,
and then for every situation, there's like a challenge you have to overcome, like a monster or a whatever. And then you talk to the other people you're playing with and you're like, okay, you come up with a plan and then you have to roll the dice to see if your plan worked or didn't work. It's this whole thing. It's kind of hard to explain.
Sounds interesting.
So James and I have been playing Dungeons and Dragons every night before bedtime.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just making it up as I go along because he's five, right? So
yeah.
Yeah, but it's awesome because there's like tons of math and problem solving and imagination. And like, that's all it is.
Good.
Is those three things. So,
that's awesome. Fantastic. So good for kids. Sounds like a very good, for kids to do something for, you know, to build those skills.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome.
Totally. I am raising such a dork and I'm so proud of it.
And you love it. That's awesome.
Okay. So we are really answering a lot of listener email right now. We had a very specific episode yesterday about the engineer. And today we have another student who is also facing some difficulties raising the scores, okay? And this student is from Vietnam, and like, and this is also frustrating because like two of the scores are there, two of the scores aren't.
This is tricky. I mean, this week we're really right spot on with your questions, guys, and we are going to do our very best to answer these questions. You know, in the end, it really is best to just be in a step-by-step course, but we will do our best to give you guys a couple of tips here, especially for this student today.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're going to give you guys some tips that everyone could learn from and use. But naturally, this podcast is only 15 minutes and our course takes a couple months, like one month or 2 months. So
yeah, it's not the same
it all
thing.
In.
Yeah, exactly. You got it.
All right. So do you want to read the email?
Okay. So here is the email. So it goes, "Dear Lindsay, my name is An. Could you please give me some advice to improve my score? I took the IELTS test last January and my scores are below. So reading was 7.
Ooh. Yeah.
Speaking 6.5. Pretty good.
listening 5.5 and writing 5 with an overall 6. I will retake the IELTS test in May. My target is overall 6.5 and no skill less than 6. I have nearly 2 months to study. Could you give me some advice about your course that I can enroll to meet my target? Thank you so much. Best regards. I think it's pronounced Dewey on.
I think so. I'm not good with the Vietnamese pronunciation, but yeah, I did contact the student this morning about, you know, how exactly our course will target those skills. But
good.
We can talk about this on the show today because this is really an interesting case because, like, the reading, reading and writing are paired, right? As far as skills go, the receptive and productive skills, those are pairs. Mm-hmm. So for his reading to be so high and his writing to be so low, I find that very interesting. And then the same with the speaking and listening. For speaking to be a whole band point above listening, that's really tough to do. So there are some really sort of personal issues that the student can work on and then really include those in the study plan. So first of all, like, the good news is that the reading and speaking scores are so high that we know the ability is in there. The potential is there.
Yes. Yeah. Right? This is awesome. I mean, a 7 in reading, that is phenomenal.
It's so good. And for sure, the student after doing our course is going to hit that 9 in reading. Like, if this person's already at a 7, I mean, for sure, just going through the strategies, learning what he's already doing right, and then maybe tweaking a couple other things, that score will definitely go up. Because reading is all about strategies and timing. That's it.
Love that.
And then speaking, I feel like this person is already at a 6.5. So if he just learns a few more things about what the examiner wants, you know, just a few more things the examiner is looking for, that score will be pushed up as well. Now, listening 5.5. Okay. So I feel like the issue here is the resources, not so much the strategies, not like reading. One of the biggest benefits of our study plan, and I hear students say this all the time, that the extra resources that we recommend, right? We organize your time for you. So half of the day or like half of the time is, half of the time is focused on IELTS skills, right? Test, practice, strategy.
Yes.
But the other half is strengthening the overall ability. So that part is really going to help these students. So guidance into what online resources you are able to practice with, like starting with stuff made for students, moving into stuff made for native speakers, and then strengthening that comprehension and confidence also.
Yeah, I love that because I don't see that in too many other online courses. I mean, when you look at the descriptions of other IELTS courses online and maybe in person too, in actual schools, Jessica, you could attest to this, but I don't see a lot of like sending people off to other websites, other places where the resources are quite rich.
Yeah.
Right? It tends to usually focus just on the IELTS skills, which is not enough. It's not balanced.
It's true. Hey guys, if you are ready to move on in your life and make sure that your next IELTS exam is your last IELTS exam, get the scores you need. We have a guaranteed score increase in the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Check it out today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Yeah, I remember when I was teaching IELTS in a classroom and I would always assign podcasts and movies and newspapers. And I mean, I know these methods work. That's why they're in our course. But when I would assign podcasts to students, they'd never heard of it before. You know, like no other teachers were doing this. So probably more teachers are now, but still.
Hopefully.
teachers don't really... especially test prep teachers, right?
Yeah.
Or any like academic skills type stuff. They don't think about the holistic approach to improving. Okay. And then writing 5. This is, you know, this is easy to solve, to be honest. Like, I know that the student has the ability, obviously, reading 7. And so all the student needs are the templates. Task one, how to get those numbers. What do you need to put in your essay? Task one is so unique. There is no way that you can do academic task one well without knowing what the examiner is looking for and having a strat, like a plan.
Okay. Yes.
And then for the task two, I have a feeling that this person has a lot of good ideas, but just isn't organizing them well. And perhaps expressing himself in a way that might be acceptable in his home culture, but not direct enough for IELTS. So really it's just learning about the exam, you know, and getting those templates, getting those linking words, the vocab, knowing exactly how to organize his ideas. And then that that's going to bring that up right away.
Right. Yeah. And not to mention the three-step strategy, right? Just maybe this student is also not working within a real strategy for writing, like a you know, a step-by-step process of what to do first, what to do next, and what to do after. That could be the other piece, right?
Yeah. And there's also been some interesting feedback lately on those specific steps. And like one person said, this is logical, like this is common sense, and I didn't realize how much it would help me. Like sort of like looking at the strategies and seeing how simple they are for like the three-step writing plan, right? The three-step strategy. Yeah. Looking at that and being like, well, yeah, of course,
duh,
whatever. But then like actually carrying through with those three steps and being like, oh, like I get it. Yeah.
And having the opportunity to practice carrying through with those steps, right? It's not just that we're going to tell you guys, here are the three steps. Now, there you go. Go and do it on your own. No, we bring you through those in the video lessons. And Jessica shows you where it comes in and how to do it, how to execute it, and how it'll change your score.
And then every single video lesson is followed by the practice activity for that specific skill. And for the writing, it's broken down into the three steps. Like you practice each step by itself before you bring it together into the overall essay practice.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So good. So good.
Yeah. So hopefully, you know, the student can enroll. This is the perfect time. 2 months is the optimum amount of time, that 60-day plan. So yeah. And then this person will be in the group, talk about the writing and what they're learning, and find some, know the resources that can help them overall, as well as getting that really targeted strategy for improving the writing.
Yeah. I mean, this is just another example of a student that is just so close, you know, I mean, it's so we're passionate about this. We want to see you guys, you know, working with us or getting the right resources, getting the right plan and just getting to your goals, because IELTS is meant to be done with. You're meant to get over it. Right. And some people never do. Sadly enough, some people never, probably never get past it. And we don't want that to be you guys. We want you to get over this goal so you can move on with your life, move to your target country and live the life of your dreams.
Yeah, let's forget about IELTS, guys.
Let's just get it over with. Yeah, just do it so we can get past it and never think of it again.
And, you know, we talk about sacrificing some time to prepare. And we're, you know, tough love sometimes. We can be a bit hard on you guys sometimes because we have to be honest about the amount of time it does take to prepare. But I'm going to tell you, like, in order to make this preparation the most effective and motivating, that's the other thing about our course and the resources we tell you guys to use, is it's not boring. You know, this is, yes, we know that you're sacrificing your time and we're going to make it worth your while. Like the energy that's in there, the amount of inspiration that's in there, like that's this whole other level that you don't get anywhere else.
I love that. And you guys can probably tell that from this podcast. I mean, it's a similar level of energy, just a little more organized, more step-by-step, a little more relaxed, but you get the same vibe, guys. We are here with you. We're excited for your future and we want to guide you there, you know, with these skills.
That's why we're here. Yep.
You got it. You got it.
So Dewey on, shout out to you. When you hear this episode, yep. You're already going to be in the closed Facebook group. So mm-hmm. you can say, I'm famous. Yeah, you guys, cool. This is my episode.
Yeah. Thank you, Dewey, for this question. And thanks for listening today, guys. If you're ready to get in the course, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And one more thing, guys, if you love this podcast, go on over and leave us a review we'll try to announce your name on the show. We haven't had any reviews lately, so we'd love to know what you guys think of this show.
Ooh, fantastic. Yeah. Practice your amazing adjectives and adverbs, guys, like we talked about yesterday.
Yes. Love that. Very cool. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out.
All right. Have a good day, Lindsay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.